Thank you for staying connected with Carnegie Mellon University. For more, visit www.cmu.edu.
I'm here with Steve Cawson, the artistic director of the Civilians, a New York-based theater company. He's here guest directing at Carnegie Mellon University's School of Drama, guest directing Guys and Dolls. Steve, what brings you back to Carnegie Mellon?
Well, I'm back specifically to do this production. I'm also teaching the junior directors in their directing class. So I'm here for about 6 weeks. And this is my second time guest directing at Carnegie Mellon. The first time was 4 years ago when I was brought in by Liz Bradley to direct a play called Serious Money by Carol Churchill, which is not a musical, but it's actually a fairly big show with a big cast. And Serious Money was an opportunity for me just to, you know, work with students, which is something that I really enjoy, to work in a, you know, professional training program, which I think is a great place to teach and to guest direct. And Serious Money was a, you know, a pretty ambitious, large-scale show, and I was really impressed by the caliber of the students and the student designers and all the students working on the various aspects of production. And I thought the school was a really special place. That production was my first exposure to Carnegie Mellon, and I, you know, from that had a relationship with Liz Bradley. I think she, you know, she has a great job of you know, running the drama school, and we became friends. And I think she's got great taste. She's, you know, a wonderfully articulate person. So she's, you know, a good person to have lunch with and just to talk about theater, and we've just sort of stayed in touch over the years. And and then when this production came up, we were meeting in New York, and she was looking for director, and I threw my hat in the ring, and after some deliberation, I got the job. So for me, directing Guys and Dolls was a great opportunity to direct a classic American musical. It's an iconic show for our culture, I think, and it's a wonderfully structured piece of musical theater. And I think for any director, it's the kind of material that's just a pleasure to work with. So
in this production of Guys and Dolls, what's the unique experience working with students as opposed to professional actors or actresses?
Well, you know, I guess the obvious. Working with students, it's a learning experience first and foremost. And you know, obviously, you are working towards an objective, which is the final production, and everyone's trying to make it as good as you possibly can. You know, at the same time, they are students who are developing their craft. So, you know, every aspect of it, whether it's the dancing or the singing or building a character or if, you know, even just learning how to rehearse a part, you are teaching and creating at the same time, and the students are, you know, are learning and doing at the same time. And you know, something that's very special about Carnegie Mellon is that, you know, all aspects of the production are directed by students who are on a professional track in that field. So the technical director, the production management, the stage manager, you know, all the designers and their assistants, you know, everyone involved in the operation is learning while they're doing. So I think it actually gives a real special charge to the work, because it's a process of discovery for all of them, and it's, for me, it's a very sort of refreshing and renewing experience just being able to, you know, lead that.
This production of Guys and Dolls opens November 29th. What should we expect?
What should you expect? I guess one of my hopes in going into this production was to strip away some of the memories of the numerous productions of Guys and Dolls that maybe a lot of people have seen. It's a play that gets produced in a lot of, you know, in high schools and community theaters, which is great, and not to diminish that, but you know, I think like any classic musical, it's work that has a certain level of familiarity, and one of our big goals as a production was to you know, make the show as fresh as possible, and to maybe strip away some of the more like cartoony aspects of the play, like the, you know, the sort of Disneyfied gangster story that Guys and Dolls might be in, you know, in some of the other productions that people have seen, and you know, and to make these characters real, you know, three-dimensional people with real stakes and real stories. And I think it's, you know, it's all there in the play. Like, I don't think we're changing anything. It's really a matter of you know, going down to the basics and really bringing it to life in full flesh and blood.
Well, so you're producing Guys and Dolls, you're guest directing Guys and Dolls, but why now?
Well, I think part of the motivation for the school to choose the play is the 75th anniversary of the publication of I think a collection of stories by Damon Runyon. I might be getting this information wrong, but Guys and Dolls is inspired by several short stories by Damon Runyon, who was writing in the 30s, 20s and the 30s, maybe into the 40s, and again, our dramaturg would answer these questions better. And you know, and I should say part of what's fed our creative process, I've had everyone, the actors, the designers, everyone in the production, to go back and read the original stories, try to get the, you know, that flavor of the sort of New York underworld, and it's kind of it's a demimonde kind of world that's the setting for Guys and Dolls. It's not really a full-on gangster world, but it's also not the legitimate world. They're the guys who are sort of, you know, in between the really shady aspects of society and the straight aspects, and Damon Runyon had a real facility for like capturing the language and the flavor and the eccentricities of that world, and you know, with a certain comic detachment from it, and that aspect of Guys and Dolls is something that I hope we're going to put back into this production.
Great, Steve. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you.